Taylor Harris, the young woman from Carlton AFLW, played a couple of years of footy, is getting a statue made of her for being trolled online. Online trolls. She is getting a statue for being trolled online. Mystifying to me. One of the most mystifying things I've ever heard of. We have Sam out here, our producer. Ben, the producer, other producer. And we have Will, our panel operator. They have also been trolled online. I want a statue of one of these three. Just to go alongside Taylor Harris. Because that's how ludicrous and silly the whole thing is.
That was Malcolm Blight last night on Sports Day SA. That's our conversation starter for today for Kia's seven-day sale. It ends this Sunday. I don't think Blighty's left us in any doubt of what he thinks of Taylor Harris, a statue at Federation Square, Wisp?
No, I don't think he has. Just, I don't know that he understands completely what this was all about, though. Can you just explain to our listeners the reasoning behind this statue?
So the best of...
Who? Which company?
For NAB.
For NAB, okay.
So NAB have funded the whole thing.
That's not right.
It's not being paid for by our taxes or anything like that. It's in Federation Square, which I think is going to have a lot of different footy or finals-related type activations in the next 3 or 4 weeks. It's not staying there permanently.
It won't stay there permanently. It'll be shifted to, somebody said it might be shifted to Icon Park. Is that right?
Yeah, they don't know yet, but it might go to Icon Park. It could go to somewhere else.
And it captures a moment this year that led to
So it was Taylor Harris and her kicking style, and it led to, there was online comments. Taylor hit back, and it basically sparked a much broader conversation after that.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with it?
I don't have a problem with it. I did, to be quite honest, I asked the question as to why the statue had been struck, and then I was given the explanation, and I don't feel angry about it. I don't feel that it isn't something that people feel strongly about. So if you feel strongly about the fact that it actually symbolized something which was really strong and powerful and positive at that time for women's football, then I think fine. You know, like I don't get outraged by that sort of stuff. What do you think? 1-300-736-736, or you can text us 0433-98-1116. What do you think it symbolises?
To me, it sort of symbolises maybe a point where AFLW started to, you know, put a bit of a stake in the ground and say that, you know, we stand for something and we're going to stand up for ourselves as well as a fully fledged competition. It was Taylor herself, and just take Taylor's gender out for a second here. It was someone fighting back on online trolls, which, let's be honest, Tim, is a big problem in modern society. And we had Heath Scotland in here before talking about players looking at social media. So male or female, athletes being trolled is a big issue. So I think it stood for a number of different things. But I haven't got a problem with it sitting there, to be honest.
Lou's in Bundoora. Good morning, Lou.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good, Lou.
Have a look around the city, around the G, all the other people that have got statues, and then you're going to see Taylor Harris. You know what I mean?
It's not going at the G, though, Lou.
But I'm just saying, there's got statues of sporting icons. Dennis Lilly.
Yeah.
You've got KB there. You know? Like, it just doesn't add up. But
okay, Lou, that's your view. Is it like that iconic moment where Nicky Wimmer lifted his jumper? So it wasn't that moment that was captured photographically and then now has been part of a statue as well. It wasn't about Nicky Wimmer, the football, the fact that Nicky might have been a greater player than anybody else. It was about a moment.
Yeah, and then we moved forward from that moment, didn't we? If you look at Nicky and the stand that he took at Victoria Park that day, from there it was positive change.
A lot of people agree with Malcolm Blight, absolute joke, boys. Speak your mind exactly why Blight is right. It's a joke. Paul's in Benalla. Good morning, Paul.
G'day, Tim. How are you?
Good, Paul.
Good. Look, I think it's broader than just Taylor Harris and the issue of trolling and that. I think it's a nod to we as a society need to be better than we are with the way we treat people in public. I mean, you guys get a hard time from time to time from online people. You look at the treatment of, and condolences to his family, but you look at the treatment of Danny Frawley when he was Richmond coach, how he got treated. Look at Taylor Harris's treatment. You look at the treatment of Adam Goodge. You talk about Nicky Winmar. I think it's a nod to society to say, you know what, we can be better than that. maybe we should treat people just because they're in the public eye, especially if they're elite. Maybe they've got their own things they're dealing with, their people too. They feel, they hurt. So maybe we should just take a breath before we start booing Gary Ablett or before we start doing all these things. Maybe we need to just take a step back and wonder if we can be a little better as a society.
Paul, thank you for your view. James in Box Hill. Good morning, James.
Yeah, morning, gents. I like Paul's call then. Echo those sentiments. He's spot on. I don't think it's 100% related to the statue. I see the statue as a symbol of a great iconic moment in sport. Mm. And yes, it's not as brilliant as a Jezalenko mark, or it doesn't have the symbolic meaning, or wasn't intended to have the symbolic meaning of a Nicky Winmar moment. But it's just another type of iconic moment in sport, and it's iconic because it's the infancy of a new sport, a new opportunity for women, and it's a reinforcement that of great power and athleticism that they possess. I don't think it's anything more than just an iconic moment in sport captured.
James, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. It's our conversation starter today for Kia's seven-day sale. Ends this Sunday. Keep your calls coming, your texts coming as well on this one as well. Just before the news, Sammy Edmonds popped in with something you want to share. One sentence, Sam.
Big news for North Melbourne. Todd Goldstein has re-signed at that football club. So we'll have all the details on the other side of the news.